It's Tony Johnson. This is Trey Hustlin. We got to tune into my fight in Bellator on Spike TV. Main card, 9 p.m. Don't miss out. It's going to be a fun fight. It's going to be awesome. And we're going to put a good show on for the fans. So stay tuned.
Cause I've been a fuck up my whole damn life. There ain't too many things I've ever done right. And maybe one day I'll settle down and get a wife. But until then I'm just living my life. But I'm just a fuck up. Yes, I'm just a fuck up. Yes, I'm just a fuck up. Yes, I'm just a fuck up.
Real deal thoroughbred. Used to have a life of crime.
Hey, welcome back to Straight Hustling. This is Dick Darren, and we got Stu.
How's it going, people?
We got a good interview today. We got a up-and-coming fighter, Tony Johnson Jr., heavyweight, getting ready to fight in Bellator coming up. We don't know a whole lot about him. We're about to ask him some questions to find out. We just know he means business, and he's a big guy, big man.
Man, we're getting a lot of Bellator people here lately wanting to talk to us.
Yeah, yeah. Bellator is the cool shit right now. It's the new hottest stuff.
Well, shit, maybe we can get some more information, find out something about Tony.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see if we can get him a shirt and talk about his fight coming up, who he's fighting, what he's training, how he's training, what he's doing. So let's get him on the phone. What's up, Tony?
Hello.
Hey, is this Tony Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man? This is Dick Darren and Stu with Straight Hustling.
How's it going, Tony?
Yeah, good, man. Good. Getting back from the gym.
All right,
you know,
man.
Living that life.
Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to us, man.
Not a problem. Not a problem. He's there to help.
All right. Hey, I saw, we just interviewed Jelly Roll the other day, and I guess you guys are good friends, so thought we'd hit
yeah,
you
man.
Up.
We're like brothers, man. We're best friends, man. We're kind of like, you know, we're kind of in the same spot, you know, in our career, per se. You know, and kind of like everything's changing around us, and, you know, it's kind of nice to have a constant, you know, constant friend, a constant, you know, someone in life that is always there for you, you know.
Yeah, he's blowing up right now. He's got it going on. He's got some good stuff going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm proud of him, man. He's doing his thing, and finally put his head together, and you know, and he's doing what he's set out to do, so I'm proud of him.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's amazing from where, like, some of the music that he had, it was great rap music and good stuff. That's amazing. Turn his life around, man.
Right, man. I think he took the right step, man. Let's be real. The only real rap, white rapper to make it in this rap game was Eminem, you know? So I think he, you know, here's the thing, and people don't know this about Jay. Jay loves country music. He's loving what he's doing now. The rap thing, you know, he loves rap and everything, but he's really loving what he's doing now. And, you know, you could see it. You could see it the way he's working hard, you know, and, he, you know, and his videos, he's more happy. He looked much more happier than he was.
You can tell that.
I'm proud of him to say that stuff. You know, it's hard. You know, people are having trouble adapting, but he got to say true to himself. And I think that's what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. He's kicking ass, man. I can't. That song he's got Sunday morning, man. That's just awesome. I saw him on the Playboy.com.
Yeah, that's a hit right there.
Yeah. We just got to throw in there that we got a Lil White and Haystack, too. There's some good white rappers, too. We got them on the show.
Oh, yeah. You know, I didn't mean like that. What I mean, like, it's big, you know, millionaires, you know, like,
right.
Eminem is really, I mean, like, let's be real, Eminem is really, really the only one. I mean, it's hard to make it that game as a white rapper. Let's be real. I mean, I'm not being racist or anything,
no,
but
true.
It's hard, you know, it's hard. And it's not, you know, it's just that, I mean, it's hard, let's be real, it's hard. But I'm happy he's found what he loves and he's sticking with it, so.
Yeah, some good shit, man. So, talking to you, you got a fight coming up in Bellator, it looks like, right?
Yeah, man. Main card on Spike, April 10th against Alexander Volkov. At one time, he was ranked number 4 in the world outside of UFC. So, this is a title contention shot. So, I'm definitely happy. You know, when I signed Bellator, they said, hey, do you want to go right in or you want to cut a warm-up fight? I said, man, let's go right in. I'm ready. I trained with the best in the world. You know, I have to start believing it sometimes that I'm one of the best. So, this is definitely a good test for me.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. The best fighters want to fight the best. Who wants to have a few warm-ups and you go in there and take it? That's right.
Oh yeah. But forget the warm-up. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to start knocking the people down. I'm knocking them out. Let's go. Line them up. I'm knocking them down.
That's super exciting, man. How old are you?
29. Just turned 29 February 7th, actually.
How long you been fighting?
Since 2008. So what's that? 7 years.
Seven years. Yeah.
You know, it's I mean, the fight game is kind of like the rap game. It's hard to make it. You know, it's like, for me, I've been able to take these little stepping stones in my career, not going from one small show to the big show. I went from a smaller show to a small big show, which is King of the Cage. Then with the Bellator, back on the old Bellator. I didn't have a really good relationship with anybody that was with Bellator. Then with the 1FC, and it's like, you know, these organizations have not been able to keep me busy. People are afraid to fight wrestlers. And, you know, since now Bellator is a whole new thing, kind of like old Strike, you know, how Strikeforce was. You know, we decided to sign with those guys and I'm happy. I'm happy. It was like, you know, once I got my 1FC contract, it was like, you know, the UFC or Bellator. And, you know, the UFC had just signed with Reebok. I'm like, well, it's not a smart move to go to the UFC right now because I need to build my brand outside of the UFC before, you know, I can even think about that because, you know, all the sponsors are going to the Bellator now, you know, starting in June, I believe.
Yeah.
So it's just like, there's just more, a lot more money to make it be made in Bellator right now.
Yeah, Bellator.
So I got Sam to take care of.
Yeah, man. Bellator's got a lot of exciting stuff, man. They're having a lot of the younger fighters come in, and then also they're bringing back a lot of the older fighters. We've had Ken Shamrock on twice now. He's got a fight coming up against Kimbo. So they're bringing a lot of the cool stuff that, you know, from both genres, like the older and the younger. And like you said, the sponsorship's different. Seems like they're really trying to let the fighters make some of the money and with the sponsors and everything. So it's exciting.
Right. Right. It's awesome. It's like I said, it's like, you know, Scott Coker couldn't pick a better man for the job, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about working with Bellator.
Yeah, we'll definitely be wanting to watch that fight, man. It's awesome. So where do you live and train out of?
Now I live in Hendersonville right now, and I train with like Bonafide MMA. I train with National MMA. I also have a boxing gym in Hendersonville I train with. But when I do my training camps, I'm in AKA in San Jose. Unfortunately, there's a couple of injuries going on there right now, and so I've been trying to get my training elsewhere. And I actually leave Sunday for Miami. I'm gonna do some training in Miami.
Okay.
So I gotta get my training where I can get it.
Are you in Hendersonville now?
Yes, sir.
Oh man, I live in Hendersonville. We need to get together and get a picture and stuff, and I'll give you one of our shirts.
Yeah, man. Whatever you want to. I live actually in Mascot Falls.
Oh, cool. I live right behind the hospital there in Hendersonville. I didn't know we were so close. That's pretty cool.
Crazy, huh? Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, whatever you meet up, let's do it.
Yeah, awesome. So what kind of, so you're a wrestler by heart or by nature? Is that what you started in, like high school and things?
Yeah, I've been wrestling since I was 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
I'm Ohio boy, Ohio man. Oh. Yeah, man, I've been wrestling since I was four. And people are just afraid to fight wrestlers, but I have become... I've become more of a mixed martial artist. I've really worked on my craft, my stand-up, my jiu-jitsu. So I'm not just a wrestler. So I'm becoming a lot more dangerous, and I'm becoming more comfortable standing and being in that cage. And the more I'm in the cage, the better I want to get. So like I said, I want to fight 3 times this year, at least, like minimum. So I want to get in the cage as much as I can. And like I said, we're in title contention. So, you know, I want the title, and I'm not going to be happy until I have that strap around me.
Yeah, no, that's right. You got some good wrestling skills, and you can then you just start pounding on them and submit them and dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, I have a really good wrestling mix. I mean, I was a state champion, a 4-time national champion, 8-time All-American. So, I mean, I have a really extensive wrestling background. I've wrestled with the best in the world. And I used to actually, when my sophomore year in high school, I wrestled, I used to go to the Liberty Training Center before I went out to Fargo, which is one of the biggest tournaments out there. It's called, National Duels. Basically, I was on Team Ohio, so they take the best in the state. You have to go through like a regional within the state, and then it's where you have to place top two or top three, depending upon how many people are in your weight class. Then you go into nationals. And nationals, I had 250 kids in my weight class. I mean, it's a big tournament. And it's one of those, it's a grind, man. It's like, you have to win 10 matches to be a national champion. So I have a real, really, really good wrestling background. Like I said, people see my wrestling background they're nervous to fight me because, you know, let's say you beat me on the feet, I can take you down to the ground. You know, if you have better jiu-jitsu than me, I'm going to keep it standing. Or, you know, I'll take you down. My jiu-jitsu is getting better and I'm getting more comfortable on the ground. So I become a lot more dangerous. So it's good for me and bad for other people.
Yeah, right. Yeah, people steer away from them wrestlers, man, because they can't, you know, the wrestlers control. They control the fight.
You're stuck. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I've been, yeah, exactly. And the thing is, I have a really good wrestler, and like I said, and it'll be hard taking me to the ground. Yeah. It'll be hard. I was another wrestler not to do that, you know, and I believe that in my heart. But, yeah, I mean, try to, please.
What weight class do you fight, and do you have to cut weight?
No, I fight heavyweight, and throughout my whole career, I actually have had to cut weight. I typically, you know, I fight at 265, and, you know, I wasn't focused, and I blew back up to 300, 320, and then I cut the weight again. But this camp, I'm actually, today, I'm 274, and I have 4 weeks for my camp. So, I won't have to cut weight for this fight, which would be awesome. This would be the first fight in my life I will never not have to cut weight, and that's dangerous. Not for me, but for him, it's dangerous. You know, I'm gonna have so much more energy. I'm gonna be able to enjoy life a lot more. When I go to California, I'll be able to enjoy the fight, not have to worry about cutting weight. And this is the first camp where I can worry about a game plan and not have to worry about where's my weight at. You know, right, be stressed about my weight. So it's a blessing. You know, I've treated this like a job now and not a hobby. And, you know, so my weight's good and I'm not even worried about it. You know, I'm no cutting weights, that's all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got anybody that, like, who inspired you in MMA? You got any, like, guys that you've looked up to that you've really liked to watch in the years and kind of inspired you to get going?
Man, you know, I've had the, like I said, I'm with AKA, and then I just see, yeah, and I train with Cain Velasquez and Daniel Cormier, Liz Rockholt, man, and you know, I'm hanging these guys in the gym. And I'm like, man, and I see the life that they're living. I'm like, but there's no reason why I can't do that. I need to stay focused. I need to worry about my career and, you know, and training, you know, and I believe in my heart. I can live the life that you're living. I know in my heart I am good. I can be, you know, one of the top guys in the world, mm-hmm. and I believe that. And I'm going to work towards that. And like I said, this is a great step and stuff. And it's great. Wait, no, I'm going to test myself. I told people, I said, listen, if I have to go to the hospital, I will go to the hospital, but I am going to win this fight. You know?
That's awesome, man. So, I like your style and your confidence, man, and your drive. That's what you got to have to be successful, man. You got to believe in yourself, man.
Exactly. You know, also the inspiration. Also, I was talking to Cain Velasquez, and this happened about a year ago. This is after he fought the Santos third time. No, I think it was third time. But I was like, man, how did you? I said, it was a second or third time. I can't remember what it was. But I said, hey, you were on his ass for like 25 minutes. Like, boy, you were tired. Like, how did you do that? He said, Tony. He says, third round, I thought I was going to faint. And if you ever train with Cain Velasquez, his pressure is ridiculous. Like, he's always coming at you. He never steps back, literally. He's always coming at you. Always, always, always. And, like, it wears me out. And, like, when I fall with him, it's like, it feels like 2 rounds, it feels like 5 rounds. 3 rounds feels like 5. It's horrible. Horrible fall with Cain. And I was like, man, he told me, he said, man, I just felt like, he said to me, yep, I'm going to faint. That's what he thought, that's what he told himself third round. And, you know, I was like, at that point, it's hard, man. You know, yeah. It's hard. When you get tired, it's hard. You know, so that gave me motivation, you know, Well, man, Cain gets tired, you know, but it's mind over matter. Yeah. So that's my motivation, man. Just have a heart, man. My little conversation I have with Cain, Daniel, you know, it's all heart, man. It's all heart at the end of the day.
You got to have that mental mentality. Straight, you got to have your, got to be in good shape physically, but you got to have that heart, right. Yeah, to dig deep when things are tough. Well,
absolutely, especially those, you know, those kind of fights that feel the fifth round, especially that fifth round is hard. You know, I fought a 5 round fight before once when I was with King of Cage. It's hard, man. It's literally hard. You know, you're tired. You know, and thing is now is like you have to train smart. You know, not train all the time, but just, yeah, you have to start training. I'm getting older now. I'm 29 years old. I'm training smart now. Not just training all the time, just to train. Everything like I'm doing right now is based on science. I have a nutritionist. You know, we take my blood and make sure my body's acting right to the foods and all that stuff. So right now, like I said, I'm taking my career seriously. It's no longer a hobby for me. It's you know, put food on the table. You know, so yeah, that's we're doing science now. You know, once you start, you know, living your life scientifically, and you know, and it starts to change. You know, and it's happening, and it's awesome. And I'm gonna actually think, give a little shout out to Protonic Water. It's one of my sponsors, man. It's really helped me a lot getting to my workouts. It's basically just a water that has whey protein in it. It's not thick at all. It's just like it's water based, and it really gets me through my workouts. And so, yeah, big shout out to them real quick. Sorry about that.
All right. Yeah, where do you pick something like that up at? Is that like a health food store or a GNC stores?
No, actually, you can go, they have a website, tonicwater.com, where you can look up on Google. And it's actually local. It's right across the street from Hendersonville High School. That's my nutritionist. It's literally, if you drive, I think that's Indian Lake, Boulevard, I can't remember what street that is. You know, right across the street from Hendersonville High School. That's where she sells it. Or you can buy it online. But it's in the center, right at Hendersonville. It'd be easy to pick it up right there.
Yeah, nice. What about them? What about the fights? I guess, like you said, you can go five rounds. So when you get in there and you start, do you really got to pace yourself to make sure you got that energy? Because I'm sure if you go full force, your adrenaline's just rushing and you can drain yourself.
So you have to, what you have to do is when you're training, you have to figure out when to go and when not to go. So that's what you do in your training camp, you know. And also, you got to figure that when you get to the fight, everything moves faster, your adrenaline's pumping. But the more experience you have, the more, you know, the more you realize, you know, what you can and can't do, when you push and when you don't push. So there's time to push, and there's time not to push. And there's also, there's times you can get a quick breather in the cage. You know, so that's all done during training, and just kind of like figuring out, you know, figuring out your body.
So you're fighting, what did you say was April 10th?
April 10th, yes.
April 10th. All right. Yeah, we're definitely going to check that out, man.
Yeah, it's like it's 9 o'clock. I'm actually the first fight on that main card.
All right. Who else they got on there, do you know?
I'm not too sure about the card. Okay. I think the card's actually pretty stacked card, but I'm not real familiar with the card. All I know is who I have, and I'm focused on him. I've seen that dude with my dreams.
That's all that matters, man.
This is January, so
that's all that matters. Who's on? You're on there, and who you gonna take down?
Exactly.
That's some good focus there. Hey, man, I appreciate you coming on our show, man. We'll get this out there, and if you got anything else, any other fights after this one you want to promote, come back on. I'd love to get with you and get a picture so we can put it on our website too. That would be awesome.
Absolutely, man. Also a shout out to my other sponsor, Quince Gear. Actually, I got a bunch of we're almost sold out of my shirt. I actually have a couple at my house. If you guys want some, but it's $25, not much. Shout out to Quince Gear. Shout out to Protonic Water. You know, those guys have been with me since I signed with the fellow tour. And, you know, it's going to be a fun ride.
All right, man. Yeah. Well, man, we wish you the best. We're excited for you. Really, now that you're local, man, we're definitely going to be on there. Tony Johnson Jr., we're going to be pulling for you. We get some friends together and watch this fight, man. It's going to be awesome. And wish you the best.
We got to ask him what his nickname is.
Oh, yeah. What's your nickname? We got to give you one.
They call me the Hulk.
Oh, the Hulk. Yeah. You 270.
The Hulk. Fast and strong. Big, fast and strong.
Shit.
We picked the freak for you, but since you got the Hulk already,
I like the freak. I like that one, too. I like that one.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you very much, Tony. It's a pleasure talking to you, man.
All right.
We'll see.
All right. Cool as hell. Tony Johnson Jr. lives right down the road from us. We had no idea. Just called in our show.
He's a big old boy, too, man. 275, getting a fight without having to cut weight. He's going to be a beast.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's just amazing that we didn't even know he's right down the road. And we're all on the phone. We should have had him here at the damn studio.
He could have been at the Straight Hustling Studios time. Chilling.
After his win, we're going to get him over here. Yeah, that's cool.
That's definitely a game plan. I think he'd go for it.
If he's not moved off to Vegas and forgot us by then, maybe we'll get him here. All right, Stu, tell him how to find all our stuff for Straight Hustling. And get to our site and iTunes and everything.
Hey, everybody, be sure to keep checking us out. Y'all know where we're at, straighthustling.com. We're still on iTunes, still on Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. Hey, y'all, when you're out there, if you like what you hear, be sure you leave comments. You know, we like to see what y'all think. Our website has a comment section. Any questions you ask or people you'd like us to try to get in contact, we can't promise it, man, but we know who you want to hear. We'll try to hit them up.
We can break the promise.
We can break a promise. But we're at straighthustling.com. Be sure to check us out, people. like us on Facebook, Twitter.
And please go to, if you have an Apple and you use iTunes for podcasts, please go out there and rate our podcast if you're enjoying it. If you don't like it, don't rate it. But if you're enjoying it, please rate us good.
And buy one of those t-shirts, man. Be one of the Straight Hustling Clan, man. We got some awesome-ass t-shirts out there. Got a lot of sizes in stock right now. You can't beat the price.
Yeah, can't beat the price. And don't just let all the stars wear them. Thank you. We want to thank y'all for listening. If you ain't hustling, you ain't living, we're out of here. All of a sudden my ability to think is leaving me, and I know I'm fucked up, Lord, I know that I ain't living right. But tell the truth, y'all, I may never get it right. Fuck up my whole damn life. There ain't too many things I've ever done right. And maybe one day I'll settle down and get a wife. But until then, I'm just living my life. But I'm just a fuck up. Yes, 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 I'm just a fuck up. I'm fucked up. Phony homies calling me.